Good afternoon, everyone. Obviously, wanted to come here to answer some questions and whatever that you guys had, but to make a statement and comment on the goings on this weekend before the game. We had a player-only meeting Saturday night. That was late, but we felt necessary. And the biggest thing that we wanted to come out of that meeting was to be unified. Whatever it was on the sideline for the anthem was to be unified. And we had some people that felt they wanted to kneel, some people that wanted to stand, some people that wanted to sit. But we said that what can we do to stay together? And we felt that the best thing that everyone was on board with was standing in the tunnel during the anthem. I want to make it very clear that we support our troops. We support the people that defend this country, that have lost their lives, that are still currently supporting this country. This is in no way, shape, or form a protest of the national anthem. It was a way for us to stay unified over the division of things that are going on in this country. So I want everyone to know that I support our military, our first responders, police, all that stuff, and by no way were we protesting the anthem and what that stands for. I want that to be very clear as I stand up here. It was about us being united as the Pittsburgh Steelers and being in that the tunnel together, standing as one group. So that's enough for my opening statement, Kim.
First of all, I just want to say it's a great opportunity to be part of an organization that allows us to talk and communicate as people, as teammates. You know, Ben explained how we went about it. You know, we weren't concerned about boycotting. You know, we were concerned about staying together, unifying as one. Through it all, you know, even though it may be perceived as one, as Ben said again, you know, we care about our military. We care about our troops. We have, you know, people directly from that and people we care about a lot. And we don't want anybody to think that we don't care about this country. We don't care about the people that have sacrificed for this great country. And, you know, all we're concerned about now is besides getting ready for Baltimore, but also, you know, having a better society, you know, making our society better, working in our community to get better. You know, and I think we just want to move forward. We don't have a lot to say, but, you know, we want to stand together.
We'll open it up for a few questions. Like I said, please direct to which player you guys want to speak.
Camp, the president this morning said the issue of kneeling has nothing to do with race. What's your reaction to that?
Honestly, I'm not concerned with that right now. I'm concerned with my group of guys, you know, whether they're black, they're white, Mexican, Asian, it doesn't matter what you are. On that field, when we're together, we pay tribute to, you know, where we come from, our military. Even though we didn't want to boycott, we wanted to stay out of the politics, we still pay tribute to our, you know, our great country. And, you know, that's the decision he made.
Ben, you said you couldn't, on your website statement, you said that you were unable to sleep last night. Can you talk about your reaction to what happened and what caused that sleepless night for you and what you think gave the perception that it was handled wrong by, you know, what you did yesterday?
Well, it just, you know, I've played this game a long time, been through a lot of wins and losses, and I think just for me, my support of the troops, I think it's very clear. I think people that know me know, especially what my foundation does. But, you know, all of our support of the troops, and I just felt like, you know, that I wish that we would have been on the field. That's just my personal feeling on it. I'm entitled to that opinion. That's what's great about this country and what the troops are for. I wish we could have stood out there, but what was important was being united as well, and that's what we showed. We showed unity because that's what we need in this country right now. There's so much division. We need to stay together, and you know. So all in all, that's what we stood for.
Ben, but without standing apart, it appeared that you didn't have unity.
You know, the crazy thing about that was when we came out of the tunnel, we told Al to come stand up front with the captains, with my Cam, myself, and Tyler, who was a special teams captain. And when we came out of the tunnel, it was a very small area. Or we came out of the locker room, excuse me, into that tunnel. It was a very small area. There was a flag or something coming off the field, so there were a bunch of Bears fans coming off the field holding that going in front of us. So it kind of held us up. Al was down at the end of the tunnel where we had told him we were going to come to the end of the tunnel. We were going to go to the tunnel to stand together. And by time all the chaos kind of happened in front of us, as we started to take our steps, the anthem started. So we stopped to show respect for the anthem. I was talking to Cam. I regret not going down to Al, but Al didn't know that we weren't there. Al thought we were standing with him. So it wasn't there was no division there. It just, we were 20 feet behind him. You know, you can see in the pictures, we're standing there. I think it was more, like I told Cam, when the anthem started, we just, out of habit, you stop, you take your hat off, you wait. I wish today that we probably would have continued down. I know there would have been a lot of chaos and commotion because the guys behind us would have known what was going on, but there was no division there, just as the way it appeared through pictures and camera stuff.
Ben, what are your future plans for when the anthem is played next week in Baltimore?
Well, we have had a team meeting this morning already, obviously, discussed the game and what we want to do. Moving forward, we will be on the field. What we do when we're out there is yet to be determined. We luckily, it's not the night before a game at 10:30 at night when we have to make a decision. I know I want to be on the field. Cam wants to be on the field. And the guys in that locker room want to be on the field. So we will plan to be on the field this week in Baltimore.
Ben, were you surprised that a couple of your coaches were out on the field?
You know, when we leave that locker room, the last thing we do is we say a team prayer. And then the coaches go do what they do, and all the players stay. Mm-hmm. And the players stay in, and Will Gay kind of does a little rah-rah thing, gets us going. We don't really know where the coaches go. They leave the locker room. They go on the field. All we can concern ourselves is what we do. And when we left that locker room, after we broke it down, you know, Steelers, whatever it was, we go into the hallway to go into the tunnel. We never know where the coaches are. You know, I know in home games they go out a different door than we do. So I was aware later that some of the coaches were on the field, but I don't think all of them were. I don't even think all the training staff. I think it was just we can only concern ourselves where we were and what we were doing at the moment.
Cam, were you guys caught off guard as a team to the sort of the reaction to the team's decision when there's some people burning jerseys and stuff like that?
Yeah, because we care so much about our community. We care so much about our troops, our military. You know, to have a brother like Alejandro Villanueva almost try to divide us, that's something we're not about. You know, we care about each other. I care about Ben. He cares about Al. Our whole team cares about Al. We care about our coaches, our staff. And, you know, we never want to single one person out. You know, we never want to leave one man behind. I know it looked like that in that picture. And we wanted to make sure we reached out to Al personally. We didn't ever want him to feel like we didn't have his back.
You said during the Sunday night broadcast that this is the most unified the league has been since you came out of 9/11, with the owners and the players, everybody being on the same side. Was that important for the owners and the league to be as behind the players as you were going into this Sunday?
Are you talking to me or Ben? Sorry. You know, with that, you know, each team made their own decision. Each team thought that they talk amongst their players on the side. The owners, I thought, did a great job of handling it. And we move on from here. At the end of the day, that was just one day. It's about what you do from here on out. That's how we're going to be judged. And we look forward to, you know, getting back in our communities, because that's the only way society gets better.
Three more questions.
Cam, what was the dialogue when you did reach out to Al? How did that process go?
You know, reaching out to Al, I thought, you know, he was shocked by the picture. You know, I'm not going to sit up here and put words in his mouth, but he did tell me that, you know, he never wants to feel like he's an outsider or, you know, the center of attention. And I think he'll speak more on it later at a different time. I'm not going to, you know, put him at the podium now. But, you know, at the end of the day, we just want to all stay together.
Cam, was out with the team today?
Yes.
Cam.
Last one.
The Take a Knee movement started over racial injustice and police brutality, that people are trying to make this a movement about the troops and nationalism or anything like that. Does that bother you that this movement has taken on a different form than the way it started?
I don't want people to see that we don't care about our country. I don't want people to think that, you know, the Steelers or, you know, the athletes in our organization do not care about, you know, what's going on in the world. But we don't care about, you know, we care about our military. We care about the troops. We care about everybody who has sacrificed for this world. Of course, it's disheartening to see that the next day. But all we can do is move forward.